A Brother's Deadly Plot, Nightmare on Willowbrook Road. Keith, Jennifer, Jesse, and Sophia Caniro were murdered in their New Jersey home before it was set ablaze. Now police say their killer is a member of the family. Just days before Thanksgiving, Keith and Jennifer Caniro were making holiday plans, looking forward to hosting their extended family for the traditional celebration at their Colts Neck, New Jersey home. The couple and their kids, athletic 8-year-old Sophia, a Girl Scout who loved baking with her grandmother, and Jesse, a history buff who'd recently celebrated his 11th birthday, were well known and liked on upscale Willowbrook Road, where they'd lived for more than a decade. Neighbors would stop to talk to Keith, who was 50, about his peach trees he tended in the front yard, and Jennifer, who was 45, was active in the elementary school parent-teacher organization. But on November 20th, neighbors noted that Jesse and Sophia hadn't made their usual sprint to the school bus stop, and then they saw a dark cloud filling the sky above the Caniro home. "I opened the door and there was smoke coming out," neighbor Boris Volstein told the 911 dispatcher. After a pause, his shock reverberated through the line. "There is a person laying down on the property in front of the house. My God, there's blood here." Minutes later, authorities were horrified to discover the dead bodies of all four members of the family at the $1.8 million home. Keith was outside with multiple gunshot wounds. Jennifer had been shot and stabbed, and Jesse and Sophia were both stabbed. And in an odd twist, they realized that a 911 call had come in earlier that morning from the home of Keith's brother and business partner Paul, 51, about 11 miles away. That home, too, had been set ablaze, although Paul and his wife Susan, 51, as well as their daughters Marissa and Caitlin, had all escaped unharmed. But what looked on the surface to be either a tragic coincidence or a targeted attack of the extended family was actually an insidious murder plot, authorities say. On November 29th, police charged Paul with 4 counts of murder as well as aggravated arson. Investigators allege that Paul killed Keith and then murdered the rest of the family, set fire to their home, and then set fire to his own to destroy evidence as a ruse designed to make it appear as if the overall family was somehow targeted, says Monmouth County Prosecutor Christopher Gramaccioni. "We believe the defendant's motive was financial in nature, stemming from his and the victim's joint business ventures. Paul has entered not guilty pleas on all charges. He would never hurt any member of his family," his attorneys, Robert A. Hockner Jr. and Mitchell J. Ansel, said in a statement.